From Louisiana, 225, stand up. We in this thing.
All right, man. Jocelyn, do me one more thing. Shout your social medias out. Let them know where you can be reached at.
Yes, you can follow me at JODECIX. That's JODECIX.
Okay, okay. And we sure enough got Lun Lun in the building. Go ahead, tell them where you from.
What's up, y'all? This Lun Lun, you know, known as London. I'm from New York, Queens, where the Queens come from. Shout out to us. Yeah.
Oh, alright, oh, alright, that's what's up. Tell them your social medias where you can be reached at. You heard? New York stand up one time.
My Instagram is London_1210 and my snap is LunLun0608.
Alright, Lun Lun. Alright, my first question to you is, what's the longest relationship you ever been in?
5 years.
5 years, 5 years, that's a long time. So you still rocking with that person or y'all done? Or what went right, what went wrong?
That's over with.
You heard? You had to hop in them 10 boots and be out. Like, you heard?
For me?
Damn, let me find out why you had to cut him with the switchblade. What went wrong? What went right?
No, I thought
like, why you had to do all that? Wait, he
man,
cheated?
I feel like when they older, they feel like they got control over you.
Oh, all right. So if you so how old was he?
10 years older than me.
10 years. Oh, and how old are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, you 30? Oh, well, 30 in a building. Okay, okay. So what did you learn from that relationship? What did it teach you? How did it make you a better person, or what did that show you by you being in that relationship?
What I learned from that relationship honestly was never to see the lifestyle and think like it's just gonna be the best thing going.
Okay, so like you had the Disney fairy tale going on in your head, huh?
Yeah, the lifestyle was giving, but right. The nigga wasn't.
Oh, right. But yeah, we're gonna switch gears, you whatever. We're gonna head over to Jocelyn real quick. And tell me your POV on, you ever been in a relationship and how long was your relationship?
Yes, I have been in a relationship. I've been in a very toxic relationship for a strong, solid 2 years.
Strong, solid 2 years?
Yeah, let's start that strong. If it ain't there no more, child, it's enough.
What was so toxic about your relationship?
I didn't want to let go of them trauma bonds. There's something else, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so
they real, they exist.
Mm. So you believe in soul ties and all that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, all right. You think so? It's so toxic. Why don't you leave if it's so toxic?
Oh no, I left. It's over. Oh, I'm right. I'm most definitely big single over here.
Oh, big single. All right. You know, it's cheaper to keep him or be more. It's cheaper to keep her, but it's more helpful to be without him. You hear me?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So what have you learned from that last relationship?
I learned to give myself peace. Don't beat myself up, and just, you know, set boundaries. Never let anybody step over you, and just remain humble with yourself. Keep my morals up. Be confident. Love myself more.
Okay, so in that relationship, right, you said it was toxic. So he did a lot of lying to you. You did a lot of lying to him. Like, you cheated, he cheated. Well, how'd that go?
So I never cheated on him. I was out of the relationship after I did my healing. But when I say toxic, it was toxic because he went through a lot of trauma growing up and abuse. I guess you would call him an undiagnosed narcissist. But yeah, he was very he was abused growing up, and he just did not know how to love himself nor women. He loved women, but he didn't know how to love a woman.
Okay. My next question. Yeah. And then you could go ahead. You can answer this, host, also. My next question is, why do you think that a female would believe a man's lie but still open their legs to him? And I'm gonna start with you, Josh.
So you said, why would a female believe a man's lie and still open her legs?
Yeah, still open her legs to him.
Usually I feel that situation has its different variances. I feel that usually when women are put in that position, it's honestly, it could be settling, or it could just be being uncomfortable. That makes sense, because a lot of women don't like being uncomfortable, so they'll rather be comfortable with being with the person that they think will be there for them, that will love them and cherish them and give them you know, that moment to change. It's that hope, that faith that we look for.
Okay, okay. We're going to switch gears. Go ahead, London. I want to hear your POV on that.
So, like, for a woman to stay with a man that lies, you know, she probably don't have nobody else, and she's weak-minded, and he's selling her a dream that she feel like she's going to keep forever.
All right, I got one more. I got another question for y'all. Oh, yeah, I got this question for y'all, right? So, any of y'all got kids, Host or Lun-Lun?
Yeah, I do.
You do? What you got, a little girl, little boy?
No, not at the moment.
I got two girls.
You got two girls. All right, awesome. I got this question. I want you to answer this question too, Josh. I'm going to start with the host. So do you think it's hypocritical to tell, for women to tell their sons to stay away from gold diggers, but tell their daughters to find a man to take care of them?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My mother has never ever told me that.
No, I'm just asking the question. I just want to hear y'all POV. That's all.
Oh, yeah, no, I do feel like that's the crazy, like, stay away from, what was that again?
So the question, I'm going to repeat it again. Do you think it's hypocritical for women to tell their sons to stay away from gold diggers, but yet tell their daughters to find a man to take care of them?
Yeah, that is. Because a relationship should be 50-50, honestly. And one can't do, then the other one should do for both, you know, vice versa.
All right, go ahead, Josh. Let me hear you. Let me hear what you got to say about it. Oh, go ahead. You got something else to say, Lon-Lon?
You good. I also agree as well. However, to caveat of what London said, I think it's also, it's pretty controversial to say that, being that it could be vice versa as well. I think it's hypocritical for men to say the same, because I've had people say the exact same thing. But we, for the woman perspective, it's labeled as a hoe, right?
Tatiana,
conversation, but vice versa.
Why do so many people believe that we live in a male-dominating patriarchy if the standards and selectivity of a woman is the main driving force of civilization to becoming a better
people? Basically, feel that we should have selective lifestyles, even though we're in a male patriarchy.
Yeah.
Equal. So the thing is about that. Damn, I don't sound too intellectual.
No, go ahead.
So there's a thing called intersectionality. It's basically the division between race, gender, sexuality, orientation, you know, how we show up and show out in the world. And basically, the patriarchy was designed for, non-melanated individuals, such as people not of color. And with people not of color having the most culture, having the most generational background, it's pretty noted that black and brown people have tried to mimic that, and it wasn't designed for it. So the system is set up for it to fail in different types of relationships, such as the lifestyles we want and live.
Then you want to add to that, Lon-Lon?
It was great.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
She said.
That being said, y'all know what time it is. Yeah, I mean, if y'all want to shout out your social medias for the one time, for the last time, y'all can go ahead. Shout out your social medias if y'all want to.
Follow your girl London_12 1210, and my snap is Lun0608.
All right, and you can go ahead.
You can follow your girl on Bigo. ID. Forever, my lady.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, my Bigo, London Bigo, is Lil Bit 91.